A Senate plan would continue granting EdChoice vouchers, though it would lower the number of buildings that are deemed failing and increase the income threshold for poverty-based vouchers. The House plan would only grant vouchers to low-income families. Democrats have backed the House plan because income-based vouchers are paid by the state and not school districts. Leader of the House Dems, Amelia Sykes, says families will still have the freedom of school choice. But
those choices cannot be made on at the expense of our public school system.
The General Assembly has until April to come up with a new plan for EdChoice, and many conference committee meetings have been set over the course of the next 2 weeks. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.